4ZLK. Hey, Tom. Good evening.
Hi, Shane. Good evening to you. I'd have been here sooner, the daughter called. She sent a birthday present to Bernice and all kinds of goodies from the Alamo to Canada. And she called in, and then for once, she seemed like she could talk about politics sanely, which is rare. She's a musician, so you know the opposing side, how they are. But she's starting to wake up some. Not all the way, but some anyways. And at 9 o'clock, I'm going to watch the presidential thing. But I didn't want to miss you.
Bernice's birthday was last week, is that correct?
On the 22nd, whenever that was, I got March up there on my RRL calendar. But, anyways, I probably shouldn't watch that. I usually don't, because anymore it's kind of like the Chinese Communist Party and the Russian Communist Party. You don't vote for the person, you vote for the party. And I don't like to hear that. In my opinion, you vote for the people, but that's all I'll say. They need to get to work for us, both sides. So there's some nuttiness going on both ways. Anyway, Shane, how was your day today?
I agree with you. I try to vote for the person, but it was a good day. Wasn't too busy. You know, didn't have to rush anywhere or, you know, feel like I was not going to make it. Had plenty of time to get where I needed to go, and pickups were kind of light, so that helps. But had a good day, and it was nice weather out.
I grabbed me a Kleenex. I opened my ginger ale, and it cluttered up my table here a little bit, but I got it. CBA was talking to me today on the phone, and he was asking anybody that did that FTH stuff. Do you know anybody that does that a lot? I think Patrick does it. I told him to call Patrick, but I didn't know who else. He's having some problems with it, and I sure don't know how to advise him on that.
I know there's a few guys around. Patrick, I've heard he does it some. I don't think he's into it full-time or anything. I know some guys down in Georgia that seems to be all most of them do, or what their main thing is now. But I've messed around with it. I got it working at one point, but it's not working again, so I don't know. I wanted to get it working just to see if I could do it. And, I'm not too concerned about it, but I have messed around with it, but I'm not the person to ask, so I'd be pointing him in the wrong direction if he came my way.
Didn't know I was going to look here. Oh, that's a pretty image they got up there, the Hollenbahn Railway in Germany, when the screen first comes up, and I'll put in my PIN number here. The last few nights, Shane, that's all in the world that's been on there. Very little CW, and it's depressing. I don't know if you knew Bob ND7J or not. I think you did. But he's selling all of his and getting out of it. He knows a lot about it. But they didn't want to bother him with it. And I think Bill knows quite a bit about it in 4IQ. Oh, okay. Oh, Shane, this is hard to take. I'll have to send you a picture of this.
Back up a minute. Did you say Bob ND7J was getting rid of his... Is he getting rid of all his radio equipment and getting out of it?
You can buy it all for $15,000. And so I think I'll pass. I mean, towers and radios and amplifiers and you name it. He's selling it. And you can bet it's top notch. I've been there many times, and he had one of the nicest stations I've ever seen. And Bill in 4IQ has a beautiful station too, but Bob had a magnificent station up there. And I don't have any idea why. I haven't talked to him. I've been going to call him, but maybe he's bored with it because there's so much of that FTA. And I, as an old timer, don't understand the reasoning of that when you can click a mouse and get a station. It's just not my kind of deal.
Dan, I hate to hear that. I remember when Bob first got his call, first came on the radio, I think it was a KK4. I talked to him with his first call, and man, he really went all in. And I heard him a couple weeks ago. He said he'd lost it, you know, had a lot of damage with the storm. He was going to start working on putting it back together. And I heard him this morning. He put out a call to see how he was making the repeater. And Dave, KB2HXS came back to him, but he wasn't in there very long. But I hate to hear that. I hope everything's all right. But you're right. He may have jumped in with both feet and then did everything he wanted to do, and now he's wanting to move on to something else. I also know his dad's I think his dad's living with him, taking care of him, so that could be part of it.
Yep, probably down the dump some, because you really got a lot of bad damage there with the hurricane when it come through. And he's also had two reverse shoulder implants, Shane, and that kind of limits your tower climbing, I would say. Because I noticed he said all the tower climbing and stuff, that you have to come and take the towers down. He wasn't going to take them down.
I didn't know he had surgery like that. Man, I may have to give him a call or a text or something, check in on him. He's a good operator. And I always enjoy talking to him. And yeah, I just got the picture, and that is terrible. I don't know what you're gonna have to do about that.
Right now, that's homemade ice cream sitting on top of a strawberry shortcake. You know, I hate to do it, but someone's got to do it.
Like that? I don't know. That's a tough way to live.
Well, I got this email here from Bob, and let me see, I'm going to put S-H-A-Y in there. Yep, there's your address, and you have the email he put out to the Greer Amateur Radio Club, which I'm a member of, Shane, and so you can read it when you get home.
I'll look at it. And I'm not far. I got another turn or so, and I'll be in the driveway. So I'll go one more with you. Anyway, enjoy that ice cream and strawberry shortcake.
It's pretty terrible, isn't it?
Hi, Shane.
El Manny's one of them.
Yeah, El Manny.
I can't believe you treat him like that. I'll tell you what.
That homemade ice cream was heavy. Because we only ate a couple of bowls of it, and she puts the other remainder of that 4 quarts into one container, and it's pretty darn heavy going up the stairs.
Couple of days?
Long time. Unless the grandkids come around or something.
Get along around my house. I'd probably make myself sick on it. Anyway, enjoy it, Tom. And you and Bernice have a good evening. I'm here. I'm pulling in the driveway, so I will talk to you later. Thanks for the shout, and we'll talk to you tomorrow sometime. N0TR and 4ZLK.
Yeah, I got to go over and get a blood test early in the morning, about 10 o'clock, And I don't make Bernie school on those necessarily. Clear across town over there at VA. So I'll be out and about some. I'm glad you had a safe day, Shane. That's the biggest thing. And 4ZLK and 0TR 73.